Welcome to the Upper Mentality Podcast. My name is Taylor Staden. I am the founder and lead mental performance consultant with Upper Mentality, where I train the minds of athletes and teams from professional right down to youth sport. Scoring slumps can be the absolute worst. You're trying and you're not scoring goals, you're not getting assists, and maybe you're starting to feel the pressure. Pressure from scouts, pressure from parents, teammates, coaches, or even pressure from yourself. But for my work as a mental performance consultant, I've found there to be some commonalities when it comes to those who are in scoring slumps. This being the fact that when you're too focused on the outcomes you're not getting, you are now more likely to overthink. And when you overthink, now you're less likely to get those outcomes that you're already not getting. So it becomes a cycle that I call the slumping cycle. Now, in order to break out of this slumping cycle, what I typically suggest for my athletes to do is to simplify their game. And you do this by starting to think about some controllable actions that you can do in order to help you get back on track. So if you're an athlete right now who is in a scoring slump, think about what are some things that you need to do on any given night in order to perform well. Let's say you're an ice hockey player and you're a grinder. Maybe on any given night, you need to be consistently moving your feet. You need to hunt pucks and win battles in the corner to get the puck back to the defense. And the beauty of this is that when you start to simplify your game and focus on these actions, you can then make things less stressful for you. You're now focusing more on things you can control. And then eventually, it'll help you get back to a place where you don't even have to think about your game, you're just doing. But if you're already in a spot where you're thinking too much, why not just think less and then get back to that space where you're not thinking, you're just flowing. So my question for you would be, if you are in a scoring slump or you have been in a scoring slump in the past, how focused were you on what you weren't getting versus how focused were you on things you can actually do to make an impact? Now, if you or someone you know are tired of getting the same results and are motivated and ready to take your game to the next level, go check us out at uppermentality.ca. The link to my website can be found in the description of the podcast, so no need to scramble for a pen and paper or pause the podcast. Just simply go down into the description and it'll give you a direct link to get to where you need to go.